BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
I'm Tristan, I'm 16, and I'm from Cheddar. You might not know this, I once sneezed into some powder paint and ended up walking round with a green face all day. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills! This week with Nick Grimshaw!
The Scott Mills Daily.
All right, Nick, how's it going?
I'm very good, how are you?
I'm not bad, thanks.
What's going on?
Not much, just feeling quite embarrassed now.
Yeah, what happened with the paint?
Well, I was in an art lesson in school, mm-hmm. and we were doing some, I don't know, rubbish arty thing with powder paint.
Rubbish arty things, yeah, okay.
I'm not an arty person, I don't know, a painting, I'll call it that.
Because that's what it is.
Well, yeah, I suppose.
I suppose, what with the paint.
Well, there might have been a technical name for it, I don't know, powder painting.
Oh, okay.
Yes, yeah. But yeah, I went over to get some more paint, and some of it went up my nose, and it made me sneeze. And when I sneezed, it went into the pot, which then blew more into my face.
Uh-huh.
Now, me and my friends, our first reaction was, oh, go wash it off, get some, you know, water or something. And that seemed like a good idea at the time. When we applied water, after about 5 minutes of trying to rub it off, we realised you're supposed to apply water to pound the paint to make it paint.
Make it paint, yeah.
So, yeah, I was walking around all day looking like the Incredible Hulk.
Green face.
Yeah.
I had a similar paint story when I was at school. I was at primary school, so excuse me for being stupid. I was like 7 or something. But did you ever do that thing at school when they'd put like loads of paint on a piece of paper, give you a straw, and then you'd have to blow it around and it'd make shapes?
Yeah, that was amazing.
I didn't know how to blow, only suck.
Oh,
so
no.
every time I did it, I'd have a mouthful of black paint.
Oh.
And the teacher would be like, go and rinse your mouth out, let's try it again. This time, blow. And I was like, okay, I'm ready. Oh, I've done it again, miss. Like, just didn't get it. I've got it now, I've got it down.
Yeah, well, I hope so.
Yeah, I've got it now. Tristan, thanks for introducing the show.
Yeah, it's not a problem, mate.
Don't sneeze into any paint today.
Yeah, I'll try not to.
Do you have any painting to do today at school?
I do not, because I'm on study leave.
Oh, okay, revising.
Yeah.
How's that actually going? Real talk. It's not good, is it?
No.
It's not good, is it? No.
It's for a law exam, and law is my least favourite subject.
Yep.
So, yeah, I can't put myself to do it.
No, just don't do it.
Just sit back, listen to the radio for a bit.
Yeah, just put the radio on. Us and law revision go hand in hand.
You might be able to, you know, give me some enthusiasm.
Yes, I will. I'll encourage you. I did do law and didn't do very well in it. So I won't give you any tips, but I'll keep you entertained until at least 4.
Well, that's all right.
Yeah?
That'll keep me going.
Okay, thanks, Tristan.
No problem, Nick.
Good luck.
Oh, cheers.
Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hi, Chris.
Hello.
Are you okay?
Hello. Yes, you all right?
Yeah, good, thank you. Looking forward to the show today.
Very excited, Groovy.
Me too.
Very excited.
Have you had your lunch?
No, not yet.
Okay, that's good. We should have a team lunch.
Are we going in?
We should go. I'm starving. I've been stuck in my car for hours. To be discussed in a second.
Right.
Hello to Sophie, who's also revising law, a la Tristan. I love Tristan. I want him on the show every day. She said, I'm listening to you now. Hopefully, the law will stick in my head and not just the songs that you play. It's probably just the songs, isn't it? Amazing that you can remember every lyric to Rita Ora's R.I.P., but you can't remember anything that you've been learning for the past 2 years. Hello to Zoe in Carlisle, who says, Grimmy, I did the exact same thing with paint at school, but ended up swallowing it and sicking it back up. Lol. Not that funny. Hello to Guy in Chester as well. He says, when I was little, my sister painted me my whole body blue. I once fell asleep when I got home from school. I was about 13 or something. Remember when you were really tired and you got home from school? Oh, 9 till half 3. Oh, what a day. And I fell asleep on the couch. I'm really tired. And then my mum came in because my mum woke me up and she was screaming. And my niece, who was probably 3 or 4 years old, had coloured in the entire walls blue with paint, the sofa and me. Like my face, my school shirt, my arms, and I still didn't wake up. It's like art installation. It was amazing.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC. Radio 1.
Just about in as well. That was a quite stressful morning. Real stressful morning, actually. So last night finished radio with Annie Mac. I got home and had one of those things when I just could not get to sleep, because usually finish radio at midnight, can never ever fall asleep. Last night was that thing, like still up at like 2:30, lay in bed, like go to sleep. And then woke up super early this morning because recycling men were there up and down the stairs. I could hear them outside. And then I thought, what I'll do is I'll go and drop off my friend Emily, do a good deed, drop her off at her house, we'll have a bit of breakfast. And then the plan was get into Radio 1 for about 11:30. Actually got into Radio 1 at about 1:55. On air at 1, so that's cool. Saw my friend outside, Theo, and was literally like, I've got, I'm on the radio, see you later. Like running, panicking into radio. The one that doesn't speak, is he angry? No. It's a one-off, isn't it? So driving to drop my friend off this morning, driving up to like Highgate in North London, which is quite high, probably how it got its name. And as soon as I got into the car, the thing started beeping, going, ooh, need to get some petrol. I don't think it said that. Ooh, need to get a pop a bit of petrol in. Whatever it said, I don't know. She talks to me. And then driving up this hill, I was like, I really need to get some petrol, Emily. As I said that, cuts out, like completely cuts out. On a hill, single lane traffic, so there's about 15 cars behind me, traffic on the other way, and it just would not move at all. Like none, no moving at all. Let's turn the engine off, put the hazards on, just sit there. I was like, oh, sorry, this is annoying. Thinking, what I'll do is I'll ring up like the help people, the car people. They'll be over in about 15 minutes. Rang them up. I'll be with you in a couple of hours. I was like, kind of got something to do at 1. So I was like, Emily, well, you'll just have to wait in the car like all afternoon. So she was like, I'm not staying here. I've got things to do as well. I've got a conference call. I've got spinning. I was like, oh, God. So, cars eventually going round. What I thought I'd do, I could see in my mirror that there was a driveway, like, you know, about 20 foot back or something. So I thought I'll roll the car down the hill and just pull up in this driveway. So I sort of backed it into this person's driveway. Quite a fancy looking house, like big gate, security cameras on. I was like, oh, I'll leave it here. We were like, no one's going to come out of here. Look how secure it looks. It was like a Russian government building with cameras sort of coming to point on my car. A Russian man on the intercom. I won't do a Russian accent, but basically saying, please move your car. I was like, I can't, it's broke. Please move your car. I can't, it's broken. Please move your car. I was like, it's broken. Please move your car. This like went on forever. Lots of angry Russian diplomats trying to come in and out of the building, and my car was just there for ages. So what we did, rather than rely on the emergency services, thought we'd rely on Emily's little brother. We were like, right, this is what you've got to do. Got to guide him. Get in the car. Come and rescue us. On the way, pick up one of those petrol things. Get that, and we'll put petrol in the car and everything. I thought maybe I've got one in the boot. And because I've recently moved house, I've not opened the boot since I've moved house. So these boxes where I've been calling up the storage man going, well, there's two boxes missing. I can't find certain books. I can't find these clothes. Oh, they're in my boot of the car. They've been in there for about 6 weeks. I just never, ever used the boot. So I found the boxes also in there. A Zac Efron calendar, if anyone wants one. Gary Pounder from 2009. That's in the boot. But not one of those petrol thingies. So it was a nightmare. So I had to get Emily's little brother to come down, Casper to go to the garage, get a bit of petrol in it. Got it. I thought that would be enough petrol to make the trip to Radio 1. And as I pulled up outside Radio 1, same things happened. It's like, no petrol. Oh, cool. So now I'm stranded here.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Chris, thanks for going and getting lunch.
It's all right.
That's the first thing I've ate today. because of the car breakdown. I've been sat in the car. Oh, tell a lie. I found some almonds in my glove box.
Oh.
That was a treat. All
aren't
dry.
They just really old and manky and
yeah, they were really extremely salted as well.
Right.
So they were it's quite a dry nut anyway.
Mm.
And then with the salt and then no beverages in my car.
It was
very traumatic. It was a very traumatic morning. So we're going to play Jay-Z and Kanye in a second. I've spent basically the weekend with Jay-Z and Kanye.
So how was it?
Amazing. I went on Friday night. They did their Watch the Throne tour, kicked off on Friday. 5 nights they're doing at the O2. And it was the best gig that I've been to at an arena.
Really?
Yeah.
So good that you went the next night as well?
I went Saturday. I would have gone last night, but I had a stupid radio show to do with Stupid Annie Mac.
Hmm.
I could go tonight. Everyone's going tonight. Hugh Stevens, Gemma Kearney, Nihal, Toddler T.
When does it end? Is this just going on and on?
It's like, they're just on. They're just on till people get bored.
Really?
Yeah. Like March next year.
I might try pop along at some point.
Did you get invited tonight?
No, no one's invited me.
Why has everyone from Radio 1 been invited tonight apart from us?
Yeah. Says a lot.
It does say a lot, doesn't it?
Mm.
Do you want to go tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Is it an invite again?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if I could.
When?
Well, you told me I could go instead of Matt Finch.
That was an on-air gag.
Well, you didn't say, did you? I was all ready to go.
Oh, no, sorry. Oh, that was just a bit of an on-air gag. I had to take Matt Fincham because that was our first concert together.
It's like a date.
Yeah, well, not really.
Well,
no,
kind of.
Wasn't really a date. Wasn't really a date.
Was it just you and him?
Yep.
Did you have dinner?
Yep.
Well, there you go.
But we had dinner with our friends first.
Right.
And then we got the tube down with two of my other friends that were here. But we were sat separate. Mm. But then halfway through, I thought, this is awkward. Let's go and join the other two.
Sorry, you sat separate to Matt Fincham at the
No, I sat with me and Matt.
Right.
And then Brenda and her friend.
Okay.
Is the name I can't remember. sorry, Brenda's plus one. and then we all sat together for the majority of the gig. But it's amazing. There's like two stages.
Mm.
Looks incredible, sounds awesome. Of course they do that album and then they do like every Jay-Z song, every Kanye West song. It's really good.
Yeah.
And you know sometimes you go to arenas and you're sat next to a lady eating Maltesers and you're like, you are really ruining it for me.
Mm.
She's like texting or something.
And that happened?
No, it didn't happen. Everyone goes crazy. Everyone was going mad.
Were you right at the front?
Yeah. On like row C. So quite close. Yeah. Yeah. I want it to be in the mosh pit though. But Matt Fincham said, no, can't go down there. I said, why? Wait, I've got a bag with me. I was like, all right, granddad.
No, you shouldn't do that. That's bad form. Don't bring a bag to a gig.
When he got his bag checked by security on the way in, this woman said to him, yeah, that's all right. Just got a load of crap CDs in there. Thank you, security at the O2. New Simi Mobile Disco album, actually. But no, the show was really, really great. It was really good. And then, like I said, I enjoyed it so much. I had to go again on Saturday night. Which I thought was unnecessary, actually, when I got there. Did drag on a bit. No, I'm joking. It was amazing. It was great. It was really good. And they did their song Paris. On Friday night, they played it 5 times. So it finished, and then Jay-Z would go, again!
That's a bit of a filler.
And they'd do it again.
I'd be a bit annoyed, if I'm honest.
No, you'd have liked it.
5 times?
5 times. Did they do 7 on Saturday? 7 on Saturday night.
So they finish it.
And
we'll
then they
again.
Start again. Yeah. Clever. And then they go off and they're like, do you want an encore? And everyone's like, yeah. And then they're like, dun-dun, 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 dun.
It sounds like they're just playing a massive joke on everyone here.
Yeah. I liked it, though. I like the fact that they're that cocky, that they're like, we'll play this song 7 times. You're all, by the way, missing your tube home.
Yeah.
And we're going to play it again.
Did you meet any famouses?
Any famouses? I saw Gwyneth Paltrow on the
really?
Friday. But didn't say hello, obviously, because don't know her. And then... Hi, Gwyneth Paltrow, movies.
You quite literally saw her.
Yeah, literally saw her.
Right.
She was walking. It's quite a scoop, isn't it? And then on Saturday night, I saw her other half, Chris Martin.
No way.
Yeah. But I'd spoken to him once before. I met him at the Brit Awards.
So... Hang on, if I got this right, they went on 2 separate nights.
Because kids in it, so probably like, oh, you have the kids tonight, I'll nip out. That's what I thought.
Right.
Because I thought that. I said, why didn't they just go together?
Yeah.
Unless she did me and went 2 nights.
Maybe.
That could have happened. Oh, you look after the kids tonight. Well, I'll nip out tonight with the girls.
What was he saying?
Chris Martin thought the show's incredible. I said to Chris Martin, off of Coldplay, of course, a big band, that I think that was the best gig that I've ever seen at an arena, and no one's arena show has ever come close to that.
To Chris Martin?
Yep, to which he
from
says...
From Coldplay.
right. For a second I forgot he was in Coldplay and plays at the O2. So he just did a thanks and patted me on the shoulder. And
he's got a massive arena tour coming up soon, isn't he?
Well, they've just cancelled it.
You've just given it... That's so rude.
Yeah, and then I tried to talk and then I realised it sounded like I was saying his arena show is rubbish.
Yeah.
But I've never been to see an arena show.
He's gonna
I just
cancel.
Said it's the best arena show that I've ever seen. I don't think anyone could do that. And he was like, yeah, thanks. Thanks for that. Also, I told him about how much I needed a wee, but I couldn't go because all the songs were so good. You were waiting for like a boring slow song.
Mm.
And that didn't happen. And he said, yeah, it was a no free gig.
A no wee gig.
A wee free gig is what he called it, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was a wee free gig. So if you go tonight, you best take a little bottle. Because you won't want to leave.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Anisha's been on. We just need to assure you that Coldplay haven't cancelled their arena tour. They will be doing it, and it will be better than Jay-Z and Kanye, probably. Mm. Yeah. We were just talking when we were listening to that about rap duos going on tour together, Snoop and Dre, Jay-Z and Kanye. Maybe when Becky gets back, G-Money and Becky raps. Hookster Rhymes.
That could do arenas.
Yeah. And then you could come on, because Rihanna went on stage with them last night. You could be Rihanna.
I'd love that.
Yeah?
I'm sure I would.
Get your little nice outfit on or something, some nice thigh highs.
Can I not go on with Rihanna?
No.
That'd be lad points.
No. That would be lad points, yeah. But no, you can be Rihanna. We'll drag you up for our show.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, we're going to speak to Scott, because Chris is really missing him.
Is this the only reason we're speaking to Scott?
Yeah. Is it sad? Do you miss him?
Well, yeah, you keep asking me. Of course I miss him. I sound really emotional when I say that, you know? Oh, here we go.
What do you miss most about him?
I don't know. The one that doesn't speak, do you miss Scott? Or he's nearly crying.
Yeah. Does anyone miss Scott?
Well, I miss Scott.
Okay.
It's starting to look really dodgy this now.
He's on the phone.
Oh.
Hi.
Hiya.
Millsy.
Hi, Scott Mills.
Hi, Brimmy.
I'm very good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very good. This is probably costing one of us a lot of money.
Yeah, it's the BBC. Thanks, license fee payers. Only joking.
I think it cost me as well, I think.
Yeah, it cost both of us, but that's okay.
Oh, well.
You're loaded.
Hello.
Hi.
From Azerbaijan. I'm in Baku, which is the capital of Azerbaijan. I've never been before. It's actually quite nice.
Uh-huh.
Especially if you like tea and carpets.
Do you?
I do quite like tea. I'm not that fussed about carpets one way or the other, but there is, in fact, a carpet museum, which I almost considered going to yesterday when I had a bit of free time, but I decided not to.
Yeah. Just, here's some carpets. Oh, yeah. They look like the ones in my house, but old.
Yeah, but the museum is in the shape of a rolled-up carpet. You like that, don't you?
Oh, I like that. I would have gone. I'd have been a sucker for that. It sounds like a dream place for the elderly, doesn't it? Tea, carpets.
It certainly is. So I'm stood outside this huge arena, which is where the first semi-final is going to be tomorrow night. They're about to start doing a dress rehearsal of it, which I'm going to go and watch. So I've kind of got the main arena, which has just been finished. And in fact, they're still tiling the front of it. It'll be fine by Saturday.
Hopefully.
So I've got the arena on my right, and I've got the Caspian Sea on my left, and it is roasting hot.
Is it super hot? I'm really jealous of that.
It is really, really, really hot. I'm just in direct sun right now, getting a tan.
When is it your favourite? When is the actual Eurovision? Saturday night, right?
Yeah, Saturday night on BBC One. But there's two semi-finals, and me and Sarah Cox are here doing those. And that's tomorrow night, 8 p.m, and Thursday, 8 p.m. on BBC Three. But I'm 4 hours ahead here, so actually I'm going to be on at midnight.
Okay.
Till two.
Ah. Yeah. And have you had a nice time with Coxie? Have you had time to do a bit of sunbathing and visit carpet museums, or has it all just been prep?
Today we went to, because apparently Azerbaijan is called the land of fire, so we went to a big mountain called Yanakhdar.
Oh, yeah.
And we did some filming there. I was expecting, like, the whole mountain to be on fire, but it was just, like, a little fireplace. Like, it was, like, a hill with some fire at the bottom, which apparently is
Sounds good. Sounds all right.
I'm loving all the rehearsals. Ingelberg was rehearsing yesterday. Really good. He does now have a humidifier in his room, though, because he's a little bit worried about his voice.
Oh, God. He can't lose his voice
really
this week.
Oh, I know. Well, someone of the production team was up very late last night trying to find a humidifier in Azerbaijan, which is harder than you might think.
Yeah. What do you call him? Do you call him Mr. Humperdinck or Engelbert?
I call him Eng.
Eng. Oh. Eng. 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 Scott Mills, did you know before you went to Azerbaijan where Azerbaijan was?
To be honest, no.
Where is it?
I thought it was kind of near Russia.
Yeah.
But it also borders Iran.
Yeah.
So that's Europe, isn't it?
Apparently so. Ever changing.
It is now.
It is now, because it just says it is. So you have the show tonight, and then the rest of the week, because does the UK have to go through the semi-finals, or are we already in? Are we secure?
We're in already, so the first time Engelbert does it, it will be on Saturday night, because they have this thing called the Big Five, and the five biggest countries, basically the ones that pay the most money to stage the event, get through without having to go through the pressure of a semi-final.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Who's the Big Five?
We're in.
Me,
the Big Five.
Us, Germany.
UK, France, Spain, Germany, maybe one other, I can't remember.
Okay, can't remember the other one.
Yeah.
Chris is missing you.
Yeah, how are you getting on with the language?
It's not well, to be honest.
Do you know what language they speak?
Yes, Azerbaijan.
Do you want me to find some phrases for you that can help?
I know sal is thank you, and that's about it.
I've got go on pigs here.
Yeah, go on.
That's, Donald's Lan Get Mech.
Well, that's not as catchy, is it?
So, just shout
go
that.
On pigs.
Go on pigs.
Why would he want to shout that?
It's just, it's one of his catchphrases.
Go on pigs.
Out of context. I'll get you something you can shout now to the people there.
No.
I love your country. That's harmless.
Oh, that's nice. I love your country. Who wouldn't want to hear that?
Indy, shout after me. Indy Cox.
Indy Cox.
Gabba.
Gabba.
Histiorum.
Histiorum.
Indy Cox Gabba Histiorum.
Indy Cox Gabba Histiorum.
Yeah. A bit louder for the people of Azerbaijan.
Say it again.
A little bit louder for those people.
Indy Cox Gabba Histiorum.
Indy Cox Gabba Histiorum.
Beautiful.
And that's, I'm feeling excellent. Very randy right now.
Are you joking me? I'm not even joking. There's a massive security outside the arena and they all just look around. Like some scary Azerbaijani security men with moustaches loudly smoking.
Oh, God. Sorry, Scott.
Everyone smokes. It's hilarious. There was a policeman earlier just proudly smoking outside the hotel. I was like, okay.
That's absolutely fine here, apparently.
Yeah, it's absolutely fine.
So, obviously, we have Engelbert looking after us in the UK.
Yeah.
He's going to take home the crown for us. Is there a crown?
Yeah.
But who are some of your other favourite people that we've got to compete with?
Well, if you watch the semi-final tomorrow night, 8 p.m, BBC Three, Jedward are on.
Wow. Ready for that? Have you run into them yet?
Yes, I saw them. They have a big opening ceremony, because what a lot of people don't know is this whole Eurovision thing lasts for a week. So it was Saturday just gone, the kind of opening thing where they'd have a big red carpet, and they were there, and they were talkative as ever.
They were what?
Talkative as ever.
Oh, yeah, I bet, yeah.
Hey, Scott, hey, Scott. my other favourites include the man who is representing Georgia, whose name is Anri Yokadze.
Oh, yeah, I've Googled him.
Yeah, he's amazing.
We've got his song here. Should we hear it?
Yeah, it's called I'm a Joker.
Yeah, it is. Here he is. I mean, this is great. Have you met Henry?
He showed me pictures of his house.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. He's got loads of singers. He's got loads of pictures of himself on the walls. I think he must be quite rich. But he's also got Whitney Houston, Michael Jackson, and Shirley Bassey, which he said is his favourite singer of all time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you get on well with
him? I asked him what his girlfriend thought of him entering the competition. He didn't reply.
No.
yeah, he was fine. Yeah, a little bit odd.
Yeah. Are you going to be best friends with Henry or not so much?
Possibly not, no.
No.
There's also another one, which is Austria's entry this year. Have you got that?
Austria, we do have here. Yeah, we can play that.
Yeah.
Wacky Mit Dame Popo,
it's called, which means shake your ass.
Okay, Austria.
They're quite crazy.
I mean, don't let playlist hear this. This will be a hit over it.
Wait for the chorus.
Pounder's feeling it. Like he might be saying something else.
It's a beautiful language,
isn't
it?
It really is. That's a great. I don't know how Engelbert's going to compete with that. They've really put a donk on it.
They're good, aren't they? And
they're great.
Yeah, I mean they've got so many backwards baseball caps in that group.
Oh wow! So they're hip and young.
They are hip hop.
Also, the people that I like were the Russian ladies.
Oh bless them! Yes, babushki, which is Russian for old ladies. It's quite funny because they are not doing any press at all. They're like proper divas.
Wow, I like that.
Everyone
they look incredible.
Everyone else is talking to the world's press. You know, literally countries here from all over the world have come to cover this event. They're not getting interviews with the Russian ladies. I think it's because they have to be in bed.
Yeah, they're very tired. They look like girls allowed before they go through their 5-hour makeup.
Yeah. The weirdest thing is obviously every country has a huge coach with Eurovision kind of stickers all over it, and then the country, like I'm looking at Denmark's coach right now because it says Denmark in big letters, and that's to ferry about all of the country's artists and production. And the funniest thing at the opening party the other night was seeing the Russia bus roll up, and literally there's all these pannies going off. It was brilliant.
Are you struggling to keep them away from Engelbert?
Well, hasn't met them yet, I don't think, but they're of similar age, so
yeah. That could be a new power couple.
I'm trying to get an interview with the Russian grannies for tomorrow night, but it's not really happening at the moment. I've also heard, and this is just a rumour, that there's two stand-in Russian grannies in case two don't make it.
What?
I think there's an extra two, someone told me.
Spare two?
Stand-ins. Yeah, there's a spare two, which obviously won't get on stage at all unless one of them falls asleep or something, or, you know.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so they're just there in case of an emergency.
Just a case of Nana emergencies. She gets in a bath and can't get out of it.
Well, you never know. You know, one of them might get ill. They are quite old, so I quite like it with this two stand-ins.
I'm like your stand-in.
Yeah.
You're like the babushki lady. If you ever tired, just call me in.
Same. I know. I'll have a nap. Off you go. So anyway, it's just like this is the weirdest week of my life every year. But you would actually love it.
I think I would love it. Yeah, I'm really excited. When I was a kid, I was obsessed with it, and I used to make my mum do a party for it. So like I'd make her like I was bang into it. So I might bring back that party this year.
Bring it back, because there's some particularly good acts on this year. There's a lot of boring ones as well, but there are some good ones.
Okay, maybe we have a Eurovision party at mine Saturday, Chris.
I'm keen on that.
Yeah? Scott, obviously you could come, but you're actually there.
Yeah, well, I'm going to be back in London, but I'm doing the results for the UK on the show, so I won't be able to join you until later.
Well, that's okay. We can relive the highlights.
Shall we get him to do the phrase one more time before we...
Yeah, I think we should.
Right, really loud though, yeah?
What is it now?
Indycox Gabba Histiorum. Really loud, go for it.
Indycox Gabba Histiorum!
Yes. Beautiful stuff. Thanks,
now there's an ambulance driver looking at me.
Of course.
You just told them you're really randy.
All right, I've got to go now.
Thank you, Scott.
I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have fun.
Or soon.
Bye.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
He's also out there with Coxie. I just seen her tweet a picture of her quite strong-looking Azerbaijani hip-hop crew. It's a wonderful picture. Thank you for sharing, Sarah. So they're going to be on BBC Three tomorrow, 8 p.m. for the semi-finals of the Eurovision. We've already got in it because we're rich. Sorry, everyone else. So we're going to do Oh What's Occurring soon.
Mm-hmm.
Are you looking forward to that?
Always.
It involves a drinking game today.
Does it?
Yeah. So you're going to be wet. No, we're going to do it with non-alcoholic drink.
Oh.
Or we could send you on wasted at 4 o'clock. Imagine just setting him off on his tube home. We could do it.
You're the boss?
I am. We'll decide. We'll probably do non-alcoholic. Because, you know. Right, tonight, I know that Gary Pounder's going to be excited. On Radio 1 tonight, 9 o'clock, Radio 1 Stories. Tonight, the story of Emily Sandé. It's a good story. She's going to be on tonight between 9 and 10. Loads to discover, I guess. We can find out why she quit being a hill farmer. Her past as a donkey breeder. And we'll get to the bottom of why she did actually leave Atomic Kitten. All tonight on Radio 1 from 9 o'clock, the story of Emily Sandé.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, we're going to do Call or Delete very, very soon. How are you feeling about this game? We played it on Friday. It wasn't too awful because you got a voicemail.
Yeah.
It wasn't too horrible. Last time I played it on the radio, or one of the times I played it, I got a Sarah Cox, me versus Sarah, and I got the estate agent who was just about to buy a house off and had to say, can you check the house for owls? So now every time that he emails me, he's like, Jeremy, the owl man, Bass. Mm. Also, people don't answer the phone to me anymore. They kind of absolutely hate me.
Getting the voicemail was all right because... Yeah. But it just led to a very awkward conversation after the show.
Uh-huh.
Where I had to explain exactly what the voicemail was about.
I've recorded one because we did it with someone who was here last week, but they're not going to be here next week when we're going to put it out on my show. But I don't want to ruin who it is.
Okay.
I'll tell you when we play this next song. And we did it with them, and it was an amazing one. Really, really good. We made a really elaborate lie-up, but then we forgot to call them back and tell them it was a lie. And that was probably last Tuesday we recorded that.
Oh.
And then the girl that we lied to messaged me last night and still thinks that the lie that we made up is true. So now she spent a week, basically, trying to help us out and sort out this problem that I had, and it's a lie. So now she's not speaking to me because I told her it was a lie last night.
Yeah. It can be a force for good, though. I mean, I left a voicemail on someone Saturday night.
Yeah.
Regretted it. Sunday morning, blamed it on Call or Delete.
Oh, that is good. That's really
good. And I think I've got away with it.
Yeah. Well, not now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Chris, are you ready to do Call or Delete?
We're doing this again, then.
We are doing this again. The rules are simple. You just go to the contacts in your phone, scroll through, however it lands on randomly, you ever have to call them or delete them from your life. Should I do it first this
time? Yeah,
because you did it last time.
So, yeah.
Did James call you back, by the way?
Oh, yes. I had a really awkward conversation with him that night.
What happened?
About his wife and his marriage.
If you missed this, this is the message that Chris left on our colleague Laura's husband's voicemail on Friday.
You all right, James? It's Chris Stark. Remember me? Just wanted to know how things are going with Laura and how the marriage is going and is there room for a third person? Or me and you hook up. Call me back.
I love that message.
It's just grim.
Is everything okay?
He's all good.
Yeah, are you going to hook up or?
We're hooking up this week.
Oh, brilliant.
Like, different hook up to what we were talking about.
Okay. I'm going to start. I'm going to start from the bottom.
Right, okay.
I'm going to go Z up.
Wow.
Yeah. You ready?
I'm very excited.
Okay.
Stop.
It's landed on Natalie Jameson.
Oh, wow.
Radio 1's very own entertainment guru.
Yes.
Should I call her up and say I've got a big story for her?
Yes.
Okay, let's call her. Big scoop. Saturday night I went out. I made out with all of the wanted.
Okay. Were they there?
No.
Hello? Is it far?
Is this abroad? Is she on holiday?
Hi, you've reached Natalie. Please leave me a message. Thanks.
When you've left your message, just hang up, or for more options, press 1 at any time.
Hi, Natalie Jameson. It's Grimmy here. Can you call us back when you get this? I've got quite the scoop for you. I went to Jay-Z and Kanye on Saturday night. It was great. But I sat next to Kim Kardashian, and I've just got a few stories about her. First of all, that hair's a wig. I saw her scratching underneath it. It was like a scene from The Witches. The bum is not real. I saw her inflating it. And also, I saw her texting. I leant over and she was texting, just texting another Kardashian. I think it was Khloe. She just had it in as K Kardashian. And she was just saying, can't wait for this gig to be over. It stinks. Can't wait to get home. Double Family Guy's on. So I just thought maybe you could sell it to the papers and we could make some money out of it. Anyway, give me a call back. Thanks, Natalie. Bye. Surely she won't fall for that. Surely.
I think she will fall for it.
Sorry, Natalie Jameson. All true, by the way, Chris. Didn't make that up.
Really?
Yeah, all true. Not really. Right, your turn now.
Oh, right. Okay, yep.
Get your phone. Start scrolling through your contacts. And we'll call them or we'll delete them.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay. Stop.
Oh. Now, are we allowed to do this? This is Becky.
Uh-huh.
But she's off. She's a bit unwell at the moment.
She's poorly, isn't she?
But this could cheer her up.
This could cheer her up. Why don't you say that you're going to take the rest of the day off and you're going to go around and be her in-house nurse. And you've got a little nurse outfit. You're going to feed her, look after her, give her a bed bath.
Yeah?
See if she's up for it.
See if she's keen on me being her maid.
Yeah. Oh, why don't you say, I find it really hard working with Nick Grimshaw.
Yeah.
Any tips?
Let's see if she says anything about you.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, let's do that.
Hello.
Hi, Becky. You all right? It's Chris.
Hey, yeah, you all right?
How you getting on?
Yeah, I'm all right.
We're missing you.
Aww.
Yeah, I'm okay. We've got Grimmy in this week instead of Scott.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
He's a bit annoying, isn't it?
Why?
He just. He's got a few funny ways about him. I don't trust him.
Grimmy?
Yeah, what are you saying about him?
Oh, I really like him. What do you mean?
Really, though?
Yeah.
I just don't like the way he looks at me.
What do you mean?
I'm just wondering if you had any advice on how to deal with him and his sort of diva strops and all that.
Is it water? There's only certain brands he'll drink, I know that.
Yes, yes. I just thought you might have had some experiences with him that you wanted to tell me about.
He did get someone to move his car.
Did he?
Yeah, but that wasn't me, though. That was someone else.
Oh. He's never thrown anything at you?
No. No, what are you doing to him?
He's just...
Do you not get on?
Not really, if I'm honest. He's like Naomi Campbell of Radio 1.
Yeah, but I think you just have to, like, pretend that you totally love him and then you'll be fine.
Is that what you do?
Not with him, but...
Who do you do that with?
No, everyone does it at some point, don't they?
Hmm.
Or go the other way and just take the mick out of him.
But who have you had bad experiences with, if it wasn't Nick? Who's been the worst presenter that you've ever worked with?
Why are you...
I just need advice, you know?
They each have their own, like, little quirks.
Who's the quirkiest?
I've just worked out what you're doing that call or delete, aren't you?
It's funny because Grimmy was slagging you off the other day. That's the only reason I thought I should call you because it.
Right, what was he saying?
Matt Lucas wannabe. anyway, get well soon.
Thanks for calling.
I don't know what to say to her. Sorry. I don't. Are you still there, Becky?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Hi, Becky.
Hello.
Sorry.
I wanted to say how much you, when you'd watched that Madonna video, and how much you loved her style and how rude she was to people and how you used that as your, like... And
yes,
also about how when you told me that if you wanted to be... Who is it? When you've been doing a certain amount of sit-ups per day because you wanted to be Beyonce rather than Pixie Lott.
Yes. Well, I thought Beyonce would work out more. Thanks. Thanks, Becky. Bye. Hello to Luke. Hi, Luke. He says, I'm sunbathing up north.
What?
Is it hot up north? Please get in touch if it's sunny. What if we go outside, Chris, later and it's boiling hot? I'd love that. My friend the other day got so bored by this weather. It's just been crap in London for 3 weeks, do you think? Just like either rainy or grey or freezing. My friend got so bored of the weather the other day that she rang the Met Office. I was like, hi, when does this weather end?
Well, when's the sun coming out?
Yeah, and they were like, Wednesday.
As if it's their fault.
Yeah. Well, I like the fact that she did that. I was like, did you not think about going on like a website or anything? I just needed to know direct. Doesn't work in weather or anything. Just call them up and ask them direct. Sunny from Wednesday, apparently, in London. Heat wave.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I heard it was going to be today or tomorrow in most of the UK.
Well, it could be today. I don't know, because if people are sunbathing, it could be hot. Oh, I'd love it if it's hot. Bored. So we just did call or delete. Me and Chris called Becky. Sorry, Becky. Tortured her. Hello to Stephanie on Twitter. Very much enjoying that. Ben as well. Loving that. Hi, Claire. All big fans of us torturing Becca. Becky. Who's Becca? What's she talking about? The water?
Oh, is that true? That you only drink certain water?
I drink the water out of the thing around there.
But is that the only water you drink?
If we're going to get fussy about water, that water... Who wants water that cold? Radio 1 has the coldest... It's like you can barely drink it. Mm. That's my only thing.
When we play innuendo bingo with water, it's painful.
Ice cold, yeah. Relax, Radio 1. Yeah, that was the only thing that I didn't know she was talking about. I did say that I watched me and her when she was off poorly the other week. I told her to watch the Madonna documentary that I just watched, and it was basically her being horrible to people in the 90s. It's amazing. Just her being rude throughout the 90s. I really like the way you interrogated Becky.
Oh, well,
was that Paxman? Yeah. You went in there.
He's never thrown anything at you.
Do you not get on?
Not really. He's like Naomi Campbell.
I think you just have to, like, pretend that you totally love him and then you'll be fine.
Is that what you do?
Not with him, but...
Who do you do that with?
No, everyone does it to some point, don't they?
But who have you had bad experiences with if it wasn't Nick? Who's been the worst presenter that you've ever worked with?
So each have their own, like, little quirks.
Who's the quirkiest?
You really went in there.
It's not even subtle, is it?
You really went in there. Who is it? Who? Who? I want to annoy Matt Fincham soon.
Oh, yes.
Yeah? Should we start planning that?
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Loads of people being inundated on the text and on Twitter that it's actually boiling out everywhere. 17 degrees in some places. Ooh. Hello to Gareth, who says 20 degrees in the Lake District has been all day, Nick. Gorgeous up north, says Sarah in Oldham, on the way on with all the windows down, 18 degrees. Do you think it's going to be really hot when we get outside? Pop a little bikini on for the walk home.
I really hope so.
Oh, fingers crossed it will be. Laura saying 23 degrees in Dudley. Amazing. And also a transvestite that I follow on Twitter says heat waves are coming, so it must be true. So on Friday, I hung out with Matt Fincham. We went to see Jay-Z and Kanye West together. He has left Chris Moyles' show. I think he was sacked, actually. He was pushed. And he started producing my show overnight time between 10 and midnight. I found it really fun annoying Matt Fincham. I know Chris Moyles had a little bit of fun with annoying him on the radio. I've also really enjoyed it. On Friday, before we hung out when we were doing this show, I found this song.
We're annoying Matt Fincham.
We're annoying Matt Fincham.
I'm sorry, but it's true. We're annoying Matt Fincham.
We're annoying Matt Fincham.
Just be glad it isn't you. We're annoying Matt Fincham.
On the bed, on the floor, on a towel, by the door, in the tub, in the car, up against the minibar.
Beautiful voice, hasn't she? So I thought... we could annoy Matt Fincham. We could bring that feature back to Radio 1. I do it every single night without making it a feature. I just ask him really personal questions on air and say, what did you just say about that girl, even though your girlfriend's listening? And he's like, you don't know. Things like that. Or bring a friend in and make my friend annoy him. So tomorrow, I thought, on the show... Are you here tomorrow, Chris?
Yep.
Yep. I thought tomorrow that our sole aim could be is to annoy Matt Fincham. If you also want to annoy Matt Fincham, 81199, get in touch. What can we do? He's off this week, so it has to be something non-office-based. So we could send stuff to his house, which could be fun. We can do prank calls all day on him. Whatever you want to do.
BBC Radio 1.
It's Grimmy here looking after Scott Mills' show till 4 o'clock this afternoon. Greg James will then be looking after you. He is here, he's in the building. I can see him in his studio next door, really making himself laugh, look. Proper lolling next door. He's going to be here bringing some of those lols to the airwaves from 4 today. So I'm going to be here all this week looking after Scott's show. Usually, Chris, I work of a night time.
Yep.
So it's wonderful doing the radio at night because you get to play loads of noisy records that would drive people crazy in the day.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing is that you miss out on everything. So you never watch anything like Lost, Mad Men, anything culturally relevant that's going on you miss because you're at work.
You mean in the evening?
Yeah.
But you get all the daytime TV?
Yeah.
That's the best thing?
No, it's not really, is it? It's not great. Homes Under the Hammer, wonderful for me.
Don't Get Done, Get Dom.
Yeah, and then from there on in, it's downhill. I genuinely love that programme. Becky's also a big, big fan. We once got that man Martin off of it on the show when I was covering it with Becky. We didn't, like, book him. We just talked about him once, and then he incessantly called the phone.
Really?
Yeah. Called Radio 1 over and over and over again. But that means tonight and all this week, time off. So I can do things. Loads of good stuff happening tonight on Radio 1 Extra at 7. Mr. Jammy's on. He's got your daily dose of dubstep from 9 with Chestplate Records. That's his residence. They're going to be on from 7. On Radio 1 tonight, 9 o'clock, there's the story of Emily Sandé. Do you know the story of Emily Sandé?
I've heard bits.
Have you heard bits? Oh my God, it's outrageous.
Is it?
It's completely outrageous. You've got bits about her failed marriage to Dale Winton.
Wow.
Why don't you think that worked?
The Dale Winton one?
Yeah.
Well, let's be honest.
What?
Okay.
Why didn't it work?
It's just that I don't think that's one of the more believable ones you've said so far.
It's true. Dale Winton was married to Emily Sandé.
It was a failed marriage.
Yeah, they fell out apparently because of, like, he just, like, was obsessed with Supermarket Sweep. She was like, people have had enough, Dale. Also, you can hear what happened when she spent 5 years in jail.
Okay.
She tried to occupy Guernsey, and she got arrested.
It was a military coup, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah, she was working for the Chilean government. It was a right mess. You can hear that from 9 o'clock tonight. On BBC Three, I do like this. I don't know if it's bad that I do like this show. Snog, marry, avoid.
Right.
I really like this. They're on the road to Liverpool tonight to give a makeover. Ellie, don't know who Ellie is, but it just says it here. Ellie gets a fright as she tries out the famous Scouse brow. Are you aware of the Scouse
brow? What's the Scouse brow?
I think the Scouse brow, from what I'm aware, was like an eyebrow phenomenon. It's a new makeup thing. Well, not new anymore.
Right.
But all the girls are going crazy for it. I think it's just dark eyebrows. Like really dark and really painted on. And they're quite pointed, maybe. I don't know why I'm looking at Gary Pounder to nod at me.
Is that
right, Gary? So I think they're like kind of like really dark like this.
Do you have
like
to get rid of
pointed.
The other eyebrows?
I don't think you get rid of them. You just like colour it in.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe if any girls are listening, they can tell us. I think that's what a Scouse brow is. Just a darker than your hair colour. I don't know.
Yes, darker eyebrows by looks of it.
Yeah.
I'll give it a go.
Do you want to give it a go?
Well,
we could do it now and then we could put a picture up on the Facebook.
No.
Why not?
Well, I've thought got this a pen kind of here. Stopped when Scott went away. I thought it would be a week off, sort of.
Which we both have Scouse brows.
All right, yeah.
I've still got nail varnish on my hand from last Saturday because my friend's daughter did it. It was her birthday party. And she was like, please, let me paint your nails. And I was like, no. She went on and on and on. And I was like, okay, you can do one hand.
Yeah.
And I don't have any nail varnish remover in my house because I'm so laddie. And so I've not been able to remove it. So why don't we just add a Scouse brow?
If we do Scouse brow, then we won't be avoided. We'll be snogged or married.
Exactly.
Is that the theory?
I think that's the theory, yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello to Vicky as well. He says, just caught the end of Grimmer saying something about someone occupying Guernsey. Who and what was he talking about? Emily Sandé. You won't believe it, Vicky. Tune in tonight from 9 till 10. The story of Emily Sandé, fresh out of prison after occupying Guernsey. Against Guernsey's will. Loads of people enjoying the plan that we are going to annoy Matt Fincham. I was going to say, enjoy Matt Fincham. No, thanks. Annoying Matt Fincham's going to happen on the show tomorrow. Loads of good ones. Loads of good ones. Because obviously, tortured quite famously on the Chris Moyle show. We want to take this to afternoons. Because, you know, sometimes in the morning he won't react well, but I think in the afternoon on his week off, he's going to really, really enjoy it. Tomorrow, we're annoying Matt Fincham from 1 until 4.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Look who's here, Rihanna.
Hi.
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 Are you okay?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm okay. I feel that every time I'm on the radio, I distract you from your work upstairs and force you to come downstairs and do something stupid.
I literally just got in and I was told to come straight down. Didn't even have a chance to log on this time.
What word do you do when you come here?
That's a very good question.
Because I wasn't being rude, but when I come here, because I have a desk here, and I just go on Facebook. Literally don't do anything.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I suppose...
And I say, I'm going to get in the office at 4, and then I get here and I just complain till 10 and then go on the radio. It's usually what happens. Like, no one's on Facebook chat. It's boring.
Oh, I don't do that.
What do you do?
I do research for the films that I'll be talking about. I'll be thinking about my reviews for that Thursday.
Yes.
And I will be
bit of Facebook
watching films.
And a bit of Facebook. And a little bit
Twitter.
Of Facebook. Yeah. For research.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I'm on them right now. So we've got you down because we thought you need a break from all that hard work.
I really do.
You really
Thanks,
do.
Thanks, Grimmy.
So we thought we'd play Oh, What's Occurring.
I love this.
Yeah?
I'm so excited.
It's a really good one today. We'll play some Labyrinth and then it's you and Chris.
Can't wait.
Oh, what's occurring?
So before Greg gets here, we thought we'd have a game, like a game on this show, of Oh, What's Occurring. Even though Scott is away in Azerbaijan, you can still win Scott Mills points at this time of day. In fact, all week when we do Oh, What's Occurring, it's double Scott Mills points. How do you like that?
I like that.
That was weird. If you get today's Oh, What's Occurring right, you get 20 Scott Mills points. Chris is here to play. Hi, Chris.
Hello.
As is Rihanna.
Hello.
Hi, Rihanna.
Hi.
She's got to be quick though, she's got a lot of work to do upstairs.
I've got to eat my egg and ham sub as well.
Okay. Very busy this afternoon. Do you know what, Chris? You went out and got my lunch.
Yeah.
Forgot to eat it.
Okay.
Still there.
That's rude.
I know, sorry.
Oh, what's occurring?
Okay, today it's The Apprentice. Did you see it last week?
I still haven't seen it yet.
Did you see it, Rihanna?
Oh, yes.
Did you?
I'm an avid watcher.
I only like the aerial shots.
And then you switch
off. I'm like, ooh, look. last week, they were making English sparkling wine, and they said English sparkling wine a lot. Like, a lot. Even, you know, the lady that introduces the programme, who says, up next on BBC One, you've got The Apprentice. Listen to how excited she was about them doing an English sparkling wine special. Puns aplenty.
Now on BBC One, vintage stuff from Lord Sugar. It's a corker of a task, then back to the boardroom to burst those bubbles.
Okay, we get it. We get it, love. You're excited. Okay, so we're not just counting the English sparkling wine mentions today. That'd be too simple. We thought today, on Oh, What's Occurring, we'd do an actual drinking game. Chris, are you ready for this?
Well, all the shots are lined up in front of me, so
shots.
I'll take it. I'm the only candidate here.
We have some English sparkling wine lined up in front of you. For legal reasons, I must say, it's non-alcoholic, as Chris from The Scott Mills Show is no longer allowed to drink alcohol.
The government sent
a letter out or something. So basically, you've got fizzy grape juice.
Right.
So it's like wine, but without any of the fun of alcohol. So it's the worst bit of wine.
But you put two massive bottles in front of me here.
Yeah, there's two big bottles. You're going to do shots.
But there's like 12 shots in a pint.
Yeah.
I'm worried about how many times they've said sparkling wine on The Apprentice.
Quite a long clip.
It was a lot, wasn't it?
Yes.
This episode. Oh,
so
Chris.
How many shots have you got in front of you?
I've got six shot glasses, but
yes.
They're going to be filled when emptied.
Okay, so Chris Sawyer is going to be the filler-upper of the shots. Each time we hear them say English sparkling wine on The Apprentice, Chris will down a shot of this bad man stuff, okay?
I'm not sure this is such a good...
Okay, so you've got six lined up there. We're ready to refill. We've got 2 litres of the stuff. There's a lot of shots going to happen today.
Really?
Every time they say English sparkling wine, you take a shot. But here's the question. How many shots of fizzy English sparkling wine will he get through before he needs to get rid of some of that gas?
Oh, it can't be that many, surely. It won't be that many.
Amazing.
Basically, how many shots will he do before he burps or farts? Rihanna, what are you saying?
I reckon because it looks pretty fizzy in those shot glasses and because you'll be gulping it back so quickly, I think only four.
Only four shots?
Yes.
I'm going to say... Do you want to have a guess, Chris?
Yeah, they can't have said it that many times. And I think I can get to the end of this. I'm going to go 15.
Okay, oh, I'm going to go 10.
Oh, no.
Oh, maybe because a shot wouldn't make you burp, really, would it?
I reckon they said it 15 times. I'm going to get to the end of this. All fine.
Okay, so you're saying 15. Rihanna's saying 4.
Yeah.
I'm saying 10. Let's do this.
Oh, what's the curtain?
Okay, Chris, are you ready?
Ready.
Down a shot every time you hear English sparkling wine, but how many will you get down before you have to get rid of some of that gas?
It's your job to raise awareness of English sparkling wine. English sparkling wine has won many awards.
The sparkling wine industry. To increase a thirst for English sparkling wine.
Just to clarify, this is sparkling wine, this task. It's nothing to do with champagne.
No, the champagne is sparkling wine.
I think it's really important that we get English sparkling wine into the advert.
And if there was one word that represented English sparkling wine...
What else can we say when we're discussing English sparkling wine?
Be careful to make sure you hold the stems when you're tasting sparkling wine.
There's a million one sparkling wines here, so where's the English sparkling to this lot? I need someone, if possible, to talk us through some sparkling wines. Are you happy to leave here without seeing an English sparkling wine?
Some kind of logo, icon that represents English sparkling wine.
So on here, we need to have ESW.
Which stands for English sparkling wine.
Less fizz, i.e. less champagne, more sparkle, more English wine.
There's a generic name for English sparkling wine.
A real fine.
This is ridiculous now.
English wine, so that's good.
It can be English sparkling wine. Do you drink sparkling wine?
I'm going to drink English sparkling wine.
Yep.
We've really got to grips with the English wine sparkling.
We want to promote the awareness of English sparkling wine.
Less fizz, more sparkle.
Excuse me, sir, will you pass me a glass of English sparkling wine? English sparkling?
Oh, sorry.
This is not my English sparkling wine I ordered.
Are you okay, Chris?
I'm struggling to breathe.
Are there more? Yeah, there's still another 50 seconds.
My eyes are watering. Right, let's crack on.
Such a lad,
why
Chris.
Why wasn't this visualised?
I know!
Okay, are you ready?
Ready.
Charged with a fine English sparkling wine. Less fizz and more sparkle.
Raise awareness of English sparkling wine.
This isn't the English sparkling wine that I ordered.
She obviously needs English sparkling wine. Fine English sparkling wine.
As well as the quality on English sparkling wine, English sparkling wine, people who are interested in English sparkling wine, English sparkling wine forum, English sparkling wine, English sparkling wine,
with
English sparkling wine, how they envisage the future of English sparkling wine.
More sparkle, more English wine.
World's leading sparkling wine. English sparkling wine, when they say English sparkling wine, English sparkling wine.
To drink English sparkling wine. For English sparkling wine.
English sparkling wine. I'd rather have English sparkling wine.
I want English sparkling wine.
Oh!
Oh my goodness! Oh my god! Oh my god!
That was amazing!
I feel horrendous.
Chris, they did say English sparkling wine a lot of times on that show. Chris looks like he's about to have a nervous breakdown. Are we sure that was non-alcoholic?
It's a whole bottle. Look at that. It's a whole...
A full litre. You pounded there. Just over a minute.
Wow. I loved Chris Sawyer's filler-upping as well. That went everywhere.
How do you feel, Chris?
All right.
Yeah?
I've been better.
Okay. Oh. Did anyone count?
32.
32?
Wow.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure there was a couple of silent ones in there, though. We didn't factor those in.
What, a few silent burps?
Yeah, definitely.
Do you think?
No, I didn't.
No? Well, there you go. That was well done. You are... That's 20 Scott Mills points, if you got that right. Ben in Cardiff got it completely correct.
Wow.
Well done, Ben in Cardiff. Ooh. 20 Scott Mills points. Are you alive? Are you okay?
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Okay, good. Rihanna, next we're going to do the exact same thing with you.
You're lying, right?
No. No, I am.
that got
Rihanna, you didn't win any Scott Mills points.
I didn't.
No, you were just 28 off. Don't carry on drinking the English sparkling wine.
Celebratory one.
Don't have another one. You've had enough. Should we have one last shot?
I'll drink to that.
I'll drink to that. Should we do one more? Cheers.
Yeah, cheers.
There you go. Ugh, it's horrible.
It's not very nice.
It's never going to happen, The Apprentice. BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download.